happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past weekend, we launched our new facility at 7404 Graphics Way. If you weren't able to be with us, I hope you can visit us at an in-person service at your convenience. In the My Story series, we're talking about this idea that that all of history is God's story. That from Genesis to Revelation, we just see God working in redemption throughout history. And so our role is really to figure out how our smaller story fits into God's bigger story. It gives us meaning and significance and purpose. And we looked at the events of Mark chapter 5, where Jesus was on his way to Jairus's house, who was a ruler of the synagogue. So that would have been a big deal because Jesus was popular and Jairus was popular. But on the way, Jesus encounters a woman who's been bleeding for 12 years, spent all her money on doctors, is no better. As a matter of fact, her condition is worse than ever. She would have been unclean, not able to go to the temple, isolated from everyone. But yet she reaches out and touches Jesus in faith. And Jesus says a powerful word to her whenever he says to her, "Daughter." No one would have wanted to come in contact with her because they wouldn't have wanted to become unclean. So she goes from being isolated to being part of the family. But in the moment, Jesus has interrupted his movement towards Jairus's house. And I asked the question, you know, what ER doctor would take the time to stop and try and heal a woman who's been sick for 12 years when there's a child who's terminally ill, who's about to die, which is Jairus's daughter. But the thing that we talked about on Sunday is that you cannot hurry God. He is rarely early, never late, but always right on time. And there's so many instances in our lives because of God's timing and the way that he handles things. He brings us to moments where we feel anxious, where we worry, where there's a sense of fear, maybe depression, that things may not happen the way that we want them to happen. And we listen to Mary Baker's story. And I thought Mary said it best when she talked about how the foundation for her to deal with worry and anxiety when she found herself in a mental institution struggling was really intimacy with Jesus. And so we kind of came to this conclusion that, if you have general anxiety disorder, and 7 million people in our country are certainly diagnosed with that condition, healing may take more than intimacy with Jesus. You may be go see a counselor, a doctor may put you on medication. So healing may take more than intimacy with Jesus, but it will never take less than intimacy with Jesus. When you understand the gospel, that God came to give his life for you, that he came to seek and to save those who were lost, that is really the foundation of soul level healing. And when Jesus finally makes it to Jairus's house and he heals Jairus's daughter, he says, "Talitha kume." Talitha is the word for honey, we would have said. That's what I think that would have been a common word for us, a comparable word. And kume, which is wake up. It's the equivalent of saying to one of your children, "Wake up. It's time to wake up, honey." And he puts his hand out. She takes Jesus's hand. And, you know, Jesus, when he was on the cross, he lost the Father's hand. He cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" He lost the Father's hand so we could have the Father's hand. So today, I hope that you are living from a place of approval, not approval that you have to earn. You don't have to get God's attention. God knows exactly what's going on in your life. So I'm going to pray that for us, and then I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray your way into that today as well. Father, thank you for how you love us, that God, you find us in situations at times, sometimes of our own choosing, sometimes not. But Lord, we're anxious and fearful and we worry and we find ourselves depressed at times. And Lord, I pray in those moments that we'll lean in, that we need to learn to trust. So God, we live with a sense of gratitude for the things that we do have We trust you for the things that we don't. Please fill us today with your presence. Now you take the opportunity to pray.